Hello, dear friends, and welcome. Well, it's been quite the week weather-wise, hasn't it? And not surprisingly, Groundhog Phil has forecast another 6 weeks of winter. So I guess it's a good thing we can gather virtually. And once again, we come from near and far to worship God and to gather in God's abundant love. Let us pray. O God, who is greater than the most powerful forces in this world, enable us to be still and know that you are God. O Lord, who answers out of the whirlwind of everyday life, breathe in us your Holy Spirit to strengthen, comfort, and guide us in the midst of the storm. O still small voice, speak to us this hour that we might become makers of your peace in our homes, in our communities, in our world. We pray all this in the name of the one who calmed the raging sea. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Directly on leaving the meeting place, they came to Simon and Andrew's house, accompanied by James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed, burning up with fever. They told Jesus, and he went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. No sooner had the fever left than she was fixing dinner for them. That evening, after the sun was down, they brought sick and evil-afflicted people to him, the whole city lined up at his door. He cured their sick bodies and tormented spirits. Because the demons knew his true identity, he didn't let them say a word. While it was still night, way before dawn, he got up and went out to a secluded spot and prayed. Simon and those with him, they went looking for him. And they found him and said, "Everybody's looking for you." And Jesus said, "Let's go to the rest of the villages so I can preach there also. This is why I've come." He went to their meeting places all through Galilee, preaching and throwing out the demons. May God give us understanding. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Well, to put it mildly, life is really messy right now. And when life feels hard, it can be even more of a challenge to be disciplined and to do the things we already know are good for us and keep us healthy. This probably won't surprise you, but a global survey shows that the pandemic and resulting lockdowns have led to big changes in our health behaviors, leading people around the world to cut back on physical activity and to eat more junk foods. Pandemic has also made anxiety levels a lot higher, and they've impacted our sleep and everything in our lives. Sadly, the surveys show that anywhere from 40 to 54% of Americans are gaining weight. And the fact that gym activity has dropped by as much as 70% is not helping. Although I have to say, I do see a lot more people walking around the neighborhood on a more regular basis. But on a happier note, another survey shows that 24% of Americans report that their faith has actually strengthened since the onset of the pandemic. In a way, that should come as no surprise, I guess, because in times of crisis, we humans do have a tendency to turn to God for comfort and for meaning as we seek answers and some kind of understanding of our circumstances. I know that in my own journey, as I've hit those hard times I would never have chosen, I'm always asking, what new thing is God doing in this? What's the new opportunity, and how can I learn and how can I grow from this? Well, as we look at today's scripture, there's a lot to think about. It's the Sabbath. We see Jesus with some of his disciples just after he's healed what is often referred to as an unclean man in the synagogue. And it's soon followed by a second unexpected healing. Simon Peter's mother-in-law, who is deathly ill. And amazingly, she's almost immediately healed and up and fixing dinner. And that's just the beginning. Mark tells us that after sunset, the whole town gathers at the door, and Jesus heals many who have various illnesses. And then there's an urge for him to stay and heal more. But Jesus knows that he has to press on. There are many out there who need to hear and see and know him. It's all amazing, right? And it's clear that where Jesus was, there was a healing of every kind. But something that also captures my attention here and throughout the scriptures is that from the very beginning, right up until the end of his time here on earth, Jesus consistently gets away by himself and always makes time and space to be with God in prayer. And it's clear that even in painful circumstances, not of his choosing, this is an important time when he recenters, where he charges his battery, so to speak, and where he finds his peace and is reminded of his purpose. And I think there are real lessons for us in this as well. Now, I know that many of us actually struggle with prayer. We know it's something that we ought to do, right? But when and how? And many wonder if it actually works or even makes any difference. And if so, how? Many struggle with prayer because they prayed and prayed about particular concerns, but don't necessarily feel that they're getting answers, or at least not the ones they want. And they may be wondering even if God is listening. Starley Reeb says, perhaps you find the act of praying difficult because you get easily distracted and bored. Okay, God, here I am. I have this need. And is God really listening, or am I just talking to myself? I do need to get to the grocery store. And there's that email I need to return. Well, I can always pray later. I mean, after all, this is God. He knows me. He knows my thoughts before I even think them, right? Why do I have to pray when he knows what I'm going to say? I can probably be doing something more productive with my time. Well, if you can relate to any of that, you're probably not alone. But as Charlie also points out, prayer is the single most important act for anyone who seeks to follow God. Let me say it again. Prayer is the single most important act for anyone who seeks to follow God. And why, he says? Well, we can't know the will of God for our lives unless we pray. We can't be strong in the face of temptation unless we pray. We can't be the people God wants us to be unless we pray. We can't be healthy spiritually unless we pray. We can't make lasting changes in our lives unless we pray. And we can't get faith right until we get prayer right. Now, maybe prayer and solitude with God is already a vital part of your spiritual life. And if so, I am so grateful. I mean, it can literally be life-changing. I know it's changed mine and continues to. I value so much that time I spend with God. And I find that I seek to be with him more and more all the time. But if you struggle with prayer, and particularly finding a regular time of prayer, if prayer is mostly just asking for what you want, if you struggle finding time to listen and be with God, maybe, just maybe, it's time to reimagine prayer and how it could change everything. I invite you to close your eyes for just a minute, okay? Just a minute, and consider. Eyes closed? Okay. Just imagine how close you could feel to God if you prayed more. Imagine what God could show you. Imagine what God could do through you. Imagine the strength and the wisdom you could have. Imagine the opportunities that God could open for you. Imagine the person you could become. Imagine the relationships that could be healed. Imagine the lives you could touch for Christ. And imagine all the possibilities of each of us if we just prayed more. Yeah, prayer is critical to our spiritual health. And maybe now's the time for us to rethink how we do prayer and ways we might make it more meaningful in building our relationship with God. And if you're wondering how, well, there are actually some very practical ways for getting started and for making prayer a lifelong habit. And here's just one example. For the next 7 days, if you're not doing it already, I encourage you to try to start each day with prayer. Now, it doesn't have to be a long time of prayer, and you can stay in bed, you can sit in a favorite chair, whatever works. Just find yourself a quiet spot. And if it's helpful, you can start with a devotional or turn to a favorite passage of scripture. And starting at the beginning of the day is good because, as we know, as a day progresses, we just have one interruption after another, and so it can be a lot harder. So take that time in that quiet spot. And when you feel quiet inside, simply pray, Lord, I want to get to know you better. I want to know your love. And then share with God what's on your mind, what's on your heart. Be honest. Don't hold back. Just share it, because God is listening and he wants to hear from you. Be sure to include not only your own needs, but also include needs of others you know. And then next, include things that you're grateful for and the ways that you feel blessed. That's important. Gratitude is a very important part of prayer. And as you end your prayer, pray, Lord, I want to please you. I want to do your will. Show me the way. And then take some time to just sit in the silence, even if it's just for a minute or two, and consider all the ways that God has already blessed you. As you go through your day, if you can, try to find moments to simply say, thank you, Lord. It can be a little thing like hitting a green light as you go through an intersection, or seeing somebody smile at you randomly, or just having a phone call with someone special. It can be any number of things. It could be gazing out the window and seeing a beautiful bird, a ray of sunshine. But each time, say thank you. And going forward, and as you're able, try to carve out more times to connect and to feel God's presence through prayer. Because never doubt, God changes us through prayer. As Thomas Merton says, prayer is not just a formula of words or a series of desires springing up in the heart. It's the orientation of our whole body, mind, and spirit to God in silence, attention, and adoration. All good meditative prayer is a conversion of our entire self to God. My friends, may it be so. May we find the blessing of being able to pray openly, authentically, warmly, and may we feel God in the midst of it. And now, as we offer up our prayers to the people, I'd like to share a special prayer by Morgan Valencia King. Let us pray. Faithful God, we come to you knowing that you hear our prayers today. Humbly, we call upon your name, believing that you answer. Be welcome here among us and reveal yourself to us. For the many ways, obvious and secret, you've led us, we thank you. For the blessings of life and breath, for the hope in your always good, always relevant, always available good news, for the beauty of your creation, the miracle of relationship with you and your children, for the simple yet overwhelming notion that you've adopted each of us into your holy family, we thank you. We thank you for all your many blessings. Holy God, to the one who knows all, sees all, understands all, we pray for healing. To the one that says, cast out all sin, all corruption, all that tears the fabric of community, all that hurts, crushes, oppresses your people. To the one they say, exorcises the unclean spirits of this existence. We pray for healing for ourselves, our nation, and our world. For those who do not know where they belong, who feel they're alone in the world, we ask that you might surround them with new opportunities to find love, joy, and goodness in this life. For those suffering from the loss of loved ones, for the ones reeling at the loss of income, for any who might be disoriented by the loss of direction, we ask that you make evident your faithfulness, your peace, your kindness. For those weary along the journey, exhausted in their pursuit of truth, for those seeking you in all things, we ask that you surround them with your peace, your patience, your gentleness. Lord, as the direction of this new year, this new season continues to take shape, cast out any unclean spirit in us. Exorcise us from us any wickedness, any hatred, any ill intent towards our neighbors, and create in us clean hearts. Renew the spirit in us and call us to yourself as we work to bring about your kingdom and as we seek to follow in word and in deed the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, times are difficult. This is not an easy age to be in. But God knows our failings and forgives us. God strengthens us. God sets our feet on firm ground. So know that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven and we're made new. Know that he will strengthen us and he will guide us every step of the way. May our prayers be open and honest and heard. And may our lives be transformed in the process. And now, may you go in God's love, in God's strength, in God's mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless you.